Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love and sending us into this world as your children to represent you. There's Christ in us, the expectation of splendor, the kingdom of God in us, the implanted seed, the word that needed to become flesh. But Lord, we got deceived, Father God, you know that. But praise God, you sent Jesus to wake us up and return us to your wonderful fellowship, where we would see ourselves as you see us, and then we could put on the new man, created like you, like the Son, according to heavenly purposes. Thank you for this encouragement again this morning, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 48 to 50. As is the earthly man, the man of dust, so are those who are of earth. And as is the heavenly man, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we are born the image of the earthly, the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the heavenly, the man of heaven. Now I say this, believers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit, nor be part of the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable or the mortal inherit the imperishable, the immortal.
Hallelujah. It's just so wonderful, you know, that where we at now, where we should be now, is knowing that the devil never made us. He just deceived us. God made us. And he sent us into this world to be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. But we got deceived. You know, it says flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. And it also says the unrighteous will not. So it's the bad flesh and the bad blood, bad life coming through lies, that will not inherit the kingdom of God. But it's the righteous that inherit the kingdom of God. And that's why it's so beautiful. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in that we were like the unrighteous, the people that's deceived by the wrong life. Life is in the blood, and therefore have the wrong attitudes and actions. We were like that. It talks about the immoral, and it even goes down to even the grumbler. We're not even supposed to be grumbling, but such were some of us. But we were washed, we were sanctified, we were justified in the name of the Lord and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we need to know, if we have come to the Lord and called on the Lord, he doesn't do a half a job. He's done a 100% job. The old has passed away. We are new creations, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and we need to behold the good, the new. And why is this? Paul says it so nicely in the beginning of 2 Corinthians 5. It talks about it would be nice to drop the body because then you'd be with the Lord. But he's saying there, he chooses, he rather stay here and put on the newness of life. Put on that which is spiritual, so that mortality may be closed up in life. So it's so wonderful to know that this God qualities of life is available here. And it's actually so important it's available here, so that we can wake up to it and put on, you would think of it as clothes. We put on the dirty, wrong blood, wrong flesh clothes, but now we've got to put on the right things. So the Bible says, put on Christ and make no provision for the flesh. So it's wonderful to know Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hope got us to realize we're not happy with sin. And so we turn to the living God. And then now that Christ in us, the anointing, the kingdom of God, the implanted word, it needs to come out. That is where we find our every ingredient for our purposes, our calling, is found. It's inside us, but it's only found in fellowship, when we're fellowshipping with the Father and Son, who knows us, who made us, who is the God of all and the King of all. The fellowship brings out our purposes on a daily basis. So it's about staying with the Lord. I love that scripture where it says the kingdom of God is like a little bit of leaven. So we can perceive the kingdom of God as the Christ in us, the expectation, the hope of glory. And then it says, but it's got to work its way through three layers. Amen. It's in the spirit, but now it's got to come to the soul, and then it comes to the body. So we reflect what we have seen and heard. And our fellowship is with the Father and Son, just like the beloved disciple John. So it's so important. Just stay with the Lord. Develop on schedule. You were called for a time such as this. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.